From the Kansas Legislative Division of Post Audit, this is The Rundown, your source for news and updates from LPA, including performance audits recently released to the Kansas Legislature. I'm Andy Brienzo. Regular listeners of LPA's podcasts are likely aware that until now we've been recording summarized versions of our audit reports. This podcast marks the inauguration of LPA's new podcast series, The Rundown, which will feature interviews with the supervisors of our audit reports as those reports are released. The Rundown will also have the occasional special episode, however, in which I'll be interviewing other members of LPA staff on a variety of topics. To kick off our new series, I've invited Justin Stowe, the Legislative Post Auditor, to join me in the recording studio. Justin, welcome, and thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule.
Andy, glad to be here.
So why don't you start off by providing a brief overview of LPA and the work that we do?
Sure. So we are the audit arm of the Kansas Legislature. And what that means is that we audit a variety of state and local governments. And that work falls into three general categories. So the first and most common type of audit work that we do are called performance audits. And those audits have us evaluate the efficiency and effectiveness of government. And so as you can imagine, that covers a wide variety of topics and concerns that the legislature may have. Efficiency-oriented audits sometimes have us look at the potential consolidation of executive branch agencies or boards. The effectiveness focus of performance audits might have us look at, for example, how well the foster care program is working and whether children are being placed effectively and in homes that are safe and that are nurturing for them. So it can be very numbers driven. It can also be a lot more qualitative in looking at just the quality of Kansas state and local government. The second type of audit we do, these are a smaller portion of our work, but still very important, are IT security audits. So that has us evaluating the security protocols in state agencies to make sure that they are taking the necessary steps to keep Kansas taxpayer and residents' information private and safe. And so, as you can imagine, there are a vast number of state agencies that hold a lot of different types of sensitive information. That could be anything from a Kansas resident's social security number and birth date, but it can also get much more nuanced and much more risky than that, including their tax information, their criminal history, those type of things. So it's an important component of the work we do, making sure that state government is securing that information properly. And then finally, we haven't yet begun this work, but we will be soon. The Kansas legislature passed a law that will have us evaluating economic development tax incentives. And so that will have us looking at a variety of different types of tax incentive structures. That could be tax incentive programs, but it can also be exemptions and credits and increment tax financing structures, all sorts of things that we'll be looking at to evaluate whether those are designed to ensure that we are getting a good return on our investment. We work for the Legislative Post Audit Committee. That is a 10-member bipartisan committee, a joint committee, so it's got 5 members of the Senate and 5 members of the House. It includes 6 members from the majority party and 4 members from the minority party. And at their direction, we tend to perform 12 to 15 audits a year.
So in light of that work and the service LPA provides to the Kansas legislature, why record podcasts?
It's a good question. The bottom line is that we want to make our audit work more accessible to the legislature and to members of the public. So from the legislature's perspective, we know that legislators are very, very busy individuals and that they're just flooded with information from numerous sources. So the idea behind podcasts is that we could get that message out, get the audit findings out in a more accessible manner so that it'd give them an alternative to sitting down and reading a 30 or 40 page report and all the detail that comes with that. We're also aware that because we're in Kansas, a very rural state, that we have a lot of legislators who are driving frequently from their homes to Topeka, state capital, and figured that podcasts would be an efficient way for them to access the findings in our reports. It would allow them to kill some time on those long drives and be more familiar with what we do. And then finally, I think it just makes good sense in terms of return on investment. So we spend a lot of time on these audits. And so a podcast, it takes a very short amount of time, relatively speaking, and just gives us one more way to put our message out there to communicate the results of all of our hard work. And at that point in the audit, just I think makes good sense from that perspective.
So what do you hope our listeners will get out of the new interview-based format of the rundown?
Mostly I'm hoping that it'll be a more engaging way to learn about our work. So as you know, audit work is by nature complicated, it's nuanced, it's very detail-driven. And I think that it's a very necessary component of our work. It's fundamental to the type of work that we do. But that does make it hard to sometimes engage with the results of our work. And so I think that the interview-based format will allow people a different view into what we do and give them a chance to absorb the contents of our findings in a way that's maybe a little bit more relatable and a little bit more natural than sitting down and reading a very lengthy and complicated report.
Justin Stowe is the Legislative Post Auditor. Justin, thanks again for taking the time to join me in the studio.
Glad to be here.
Thank you for listening to The Rundown. To make sure you never miss an episode of our new series, subscribe on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. For more information about Legislative Post Audit and our audit reports, visit our website at kslpa.org and follow us on Twitter at KSAudit.